This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Jim Fetzer, your guest host today, sitting in for Daniel. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and it's a real privilege for me to sit in for the show today. I have a sensational guest during the first hour. He has a vast background in intelligence. He was in the Marine Corps in intelligence, in the CIA in intelligence. He has been an advocate for open source intelligence. He has a vast background and knowledge of what's going on in the world today, and it's a real pleasure to have you have as my guest for the first hour, Robert David Steele. Robert, welcome to the Power Hour. You've been here before. It's great to have you back.
No, well, thank you, Jim. Dr. Jim.
I appreciate that, but we can forego the formalities. Tell me, did you get a chance to catch the State of the Union address? I was rather struck by Trump talking about only wanting to give foreign aid to our friends of America, because it seems to me that raises serious questions about Israel, which attacked our spy ship, the USS Liberty, in 1967, and the United States on 9/11.
I have not given up on Trump, but I am hearing from a lot of people that are starting to think about Plan B. I was very concerned. In fact, I sent an emergency message to the president urging him to include prosperity in the title of his speech, which, when it was first announced, did not include prosperity. It was all about security. Security is how the banks steal money from the public. Wars and waste are centered in the security domain, where they invent threats, they exaggerate threats, they have false flag attacks. I've run a false flag attack for the CIA. I know what they look like. I've written extensively, as have you, on that. So the bottom line here is that I would give the president a B- on the State of the Union speech. He is doing some magnificent things in background, including going after all the pedophiles. And I hope he's going to be going after the traitors and the white-collar criminals at Goldman Sachs and elsewhere. But for me, right now, Donald Trump is not pivoting and embracing the 99%. He's not doing the Election Reform Act. He's not creating the Open Source Agency. He's not creating the Trump Channel and the Trump Studio. He's not creating the post-Google Internet that would allow 200 million citizens to interact with the president using my friend Bill Binney's thin thread as the organizing foundation. So B-, he's a legitimately elected president. I will support him to the death, but right now he's disappointing me.
Yeah, I feel rather the same way, particularly in relation to foreign affairs. It seems to me he campaigned and was elected on the premise that he would get us out of the Middle East. He talked about having squandered, you know, around $5 trillion on these wars that have done nothing for America. They've been all to benefit Israel. That I find rather staggering. Increasing our forces in Afghanistan, big mistake. Tried to stay in Syria, big mistake. These saber rattling toward Russia, big mistake. Would you agree? What's your take?
Well, again, I'm not sure, because, for example, to take Jerusalem, and you and I have discussed that, it's insane as well as illegal to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. Israel does not own Jerusalem. That is far outside the original United Nations Charter, the Balfour Declaration. Henry Seidman, who would be my choice for ambassador to Israel, heavily armed, has written a wonderful piece on the insanity of this Jerusalem move. However, if you look at it at a more clever level, the announcement basically turned everybody against Israel and kind of put Netanyahu on notice. There are a number of folks, including Mossad colleagues, that are trying to get him, Netanyahu, indicted. The man has a lot of issues. And I always like to distinguish between Zionism, which is bad, and Judaism, which is good. So my sense is I want to give Trump as much leeway as possible. He's the president of the United States. He's one of the three most powerful people on the planet, along with Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. And I believe that he's on a path to take down the Rothschilds, the Vatican, and the Chabad Jews, the three legs of the stool of the deep state. However, again, God bless Donald Trump. Even if Donald Trump implodes and lets the Democrats take the House and the Senate, they impeach him, they kick him out, we get deep stater Mike Pence in there, Donald Trump has opened the way for an independent president with a coalition cabinet, a balanced budget, who runs on a platform of election reform in 2020. And that same president, I speculate, will run in 2018 as an educator, trying to organize 435 congressional districts where the independents, Greens, and Libertarians and others all agree to allocate all 435 districts and come together to vote for one person in each district that is not a member of the two-party tyranny. All of these Republicans fleeing Congress today, as well as a lesser number of Democrats, they're fleeing because they understand that the public is about to flush the U.S. Congress down the toilet.
That's so fascinating, David. You got to expand on that. Tell me, what are you talking about? The revelations from the FISA, report that's about to be made public, that's going to expose corruption at the deepest levels of the FBI and the Department of Justice.
The FISA thing is part of it, but no, I'm talking about the people in Congress recognizing that the American public is starting to wake up and smell blood. I'm talking about Republicans that are starting to understand that there is absolutely nothing about the Republican Party that has anything to do with Republicans at the grassroots level. Dan Schultz is a friend of mine. He's written some wonderful stuff on how 50% of the seats at the precinct level in the Republican Party are vacant. The right challenger to Donald Trump, if Donald Trump won't do this himself, and I really want to stress, all of my ideas are Donald Trump's until such time as he makes it crystal clear that he refuses to lead all of America. At that point, I shift my allegiance to someone who will challenge Donald Trump in 2020 from the Republican Party, but with a coalition cabinet. So I think the FISA memo is more about the shadow government. It's more about indicting the Barack Obama's, Hillary Clinton's, Loretta Lynch's, the FBI leadership. The guy who just was forced out of the FBI is the tip of the iceberg. There is an entire Freemason and Knights of Malta and Democratic National Committee hierarchy in the FBI that is different from the actual legal hierarchy. Imagine a Freemason, a 33rd degree Mason, who can then go down to a Freemason in the lower levels of the FBI and give him the secret handshake and say, I want you to run this illegal wiretap because the Freemasons need it. They do this every single day. The same thing with Knights of Malta and Opus Dei and the Sayanim for Israel working for the Mossad. So our whole government has lost its integrity at every level. So I think these people are fleeing Congress because they want to get out of the way. And a lot of them are probably pedophiles who are very, very afraid of being exposed as pedophiles while still in Congress. If I were them, I would be making an exit strategy for the most remote Indonesian island I could find.
Fascinating. Do you think, the reports coming from the, what is this, Anon Q, this Q source, are of value, or are those just
spitballing? I think they're of value. Bill and I discussed that at lunch, and today I've posted a picture of Bill Binney, who's one of my heroes. Bill Binney is what you get when you have an intelligence officer with integrity who resigns rather than violate the law. Bill Binney reported the NSA. Mike Hayden has violated the law twice. As director of NSA, Mike Hayden went into warrantless wiretapping, and as director of CIA, he jumped full bore into rendition and torture. This is a man who should not be allowed to appear in public. Bill Binney reported the NSA to the Department of Justice and to the Department of Defense Inspector Generals. He is a patriotic American. He invented Thin Thread, which can do NSA's mission within the rule of law. And what we've talked about is how the president does now have all of the names. We wrote a letter to Jeff Sessions on the 26th of May. We told Sessions exactly. This was delivered by a friend of mine who's a CEO that lives next to Sessions in Alabama. And we told Sessions how to get all the names, dates, places, and cash amounts out of the 99% of the NSA database that has not been processed because NSA is not actually interested in serving the president. So I think there are interesting things happening against the deep state. But I'm really concerned because for Donald Trump to be the greatest president ever, he absolutely must connect to the 99%. And the only way he can do that is with an Election Reform Act and a Trump channel, a Trump studio that does fireside chats on every imaginable topic, and receives 200 million inputs from citizens that Bill Binney's Thin Thread can help digest.
Robert, you have so many sensational ideas that would advance the interests of the American people. How much receptivity do you expect or are you getting from the administration?
I know from four people who speak to the president weekly that he has read all five of my memorandums, and the fourth one was actually written by Cynthia McKinney with help from me. I know that he knows I exist. I know that he knows that I want him to throw the press out of the White House and turn that precious real estate into the Trump war room, which would have a grand strategy element, an open source intelligence element, and the Trump studio, where he could literally educate America with 7-minute YouTubes that he and other members of the government create over time. What I'm being told is that Donald Trump is being told every possible lie by the people who are around him because they absolutely understand that if I and Bill Binney link up with the president, particularly if Judge Andrew Napolitano is in the mix, then 70% of the U.S. budget is going to be cut within 4 years.
Wow. Wow, there's so much graft and corruption out there, you know, just soaking up trillions.
Jim, it's not just graft and corruption. It's just outright waste. The reason the people don't want me to talk to the president is because I represent evidence-based governance. I got nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Well, recommended, but I've also been told I was nominated. I got recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize because I'm the one guy that has put together holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything engineering. If the president
hold that thought. We'll pick it up when we return from this break.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at usgoldcoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, thepowermall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
This is Jim Fetzer, your guest host, sitting in for Daniel today with David Steele. Robert, you're making some rather important points. Please do continue.
I've actually lost my train of thought, Jim.
I think we were talking about I said graft and corruption. You said no, it's much deeper than that. Reconstructing, cutting 70% out of the federal budget.
Look, Benny and I have agreed that 70% of the U.S. secret intelligence community can be cut. The U.S. Department of Defense is 60% of the disposable government budget, which we borrow most of. And it's been documented as being between 45 and 75% waste, but let's say 50% waste. It also can't win wars. If I were providing Donald Trump with the intelligence support that he is not getting from Mike Pompeo and others, he would immediately realize that closing all of our military bases overseas would not only save vast amounts of money and end vast amounts of political and social tension in Korea and Germany and Italy, among other places, Japan, but he would stop the CIA's using those bases and military contractors like Dynacor using those bases to smuggle guns, gold, drugs, cash, and small children. Well, I'm very pleased to be a commissioner of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into Human Trafficking and Child Sex Abuse. And what I'm learning every day is just shocking beyond belief. We're looking at 8 million kids a year, which most of them die within 2 years of captivity. This is stuff that has never been properly documented by any one government because all of the governments are complicit in all of this. So the long and the short of it is we need to create a smart nation in which the citizens have the same open source intelligence that the president does. We make evidence-based decisions, and we not only put America first, we stop spending any taxpayer money on Saudi Arabian dictators or Zionist people who want to create war in the Middle East.
Yeah, our foreign policy has been so mucked up for so long. Bringing some semblance of rationality or sanity would be a miracle in and of itself. Another issue, too, I'd like your thoughts about are ending the Fed, for crying out loud, paying money for a printing press to produce the currency of the United States is an absurdity. Jack Kennedy seemed to see through it.
He was also assassinated because of that. I absolutely am on record at saying we have to nationalize the Federal Reserve. And when I was in Thailand, I was very well received. And I was told that all of the ASEAN countries, which includes the Philippines, which has, like Russia, banned the Rothschilds from its country, all of the ASEAN countries are considering the nationalization of their central banks. Everybody now realizes that the central banks are, in fact, a cancer on society. That's how the banks, the 1%, steal trillions and trillions of dollars. And by the way, here in the United States, not only can we cut the size of the federal government by 70%, we can reasonably aspire to taking $21 trillion back from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Guaranty and Citicorp and these other banks that have been very, very active in stealing what is now documented as $21 trillion stolen from the U.S. taxpayer, the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. economy. In other words, truth through the Internet is now shifting the balance of power away from the 1% toward the 99%. That's where Trump is at the intersection of that power shift. And I was very good friends with Alvin Toffler for 20 years after he wrote a chapter on me called The Future of the Spy. And one of his greatest books was called Power Shift. Donald Trump is literally standing with one foot on each side, one foot on the 1% side, one foot on the 99% side. He is at a historic opportunity, and I'm very, very frustrated by all of the lies being told to him that are keeping him from agreeing to see me. The only thing they haven't done, Jim, is said that I'm transgender and raping 13-year-old girls, because they know that short, fat guys like me, it just won't stick. But the bottom line here is they're telling the president every possible lie to keep him from talking to real people with answers.
Well, now that he has, you know, his key players are military, the one I distrust the most is McMaster, who seems to me to be a Council on Foreign Relations, a never-Trumper guy. I can't believe that he could be in that position. Kelly has seemed to me more straight up, but he may be also serving as a massive filter. It seems to me you could do the president a great deal of good, Robert.
Well, I certainly think that McMaster needs to be retired. McMaster is vastly overrated. He cannot recite from memory the 10 high-level threats to humanity, only two of which he knows about. One of them is war, and the other one is terrorism. He's not willing to admit what Martin Luther King very clearly stated, for which he was assassinated. The United States of America is the greatest purveyor of violence on the planet.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guest host for Daniel, with my special guest at first hour, Robert David Steele, who seems to me to be a candidate for the smartest guy on the planet. I'm truly impressed. Robert, we were talking about the role of the internet. It seems to me it represents a major threat to the status quo, that there's too much truth is getting out. So Google is hiring censors, they're using AI routines to take down YouTubes, they're blocking blogs. I've even had someone come into my own blog and take out photographs that show one of the Sandy Hook kids turning into his older stepbrother, because that's how they created them, out of photographs of older kids when they were younger. What are they going to do about the internet?
Well, first let me say I'm not the smartest guy on the planet, but I am the top Amazon reviewer for nonfiction, and I stand on the shoulders of the 5,000 minds that I've read avidly. 2,500 of them have been formally reviewed. I just took all of my reviews off Amazon because it's lost its integrity. Not only has it banned your book, it's banning many other books, and it's destroying complete profiles of people who are critical of the official narrative. So Amazon is very much part of what I call hashtag Google Gestapo. And let me tell your listeners, Jim, that they can see a complete laydown of the hashtag Google Gestapo system, which Eric Schmidt is so proud of this system for censorship, crowdstalking, and digital assassination that he has offered it to the communist Chinese, and they're considering it. Imagine the irony, a censorship system built in the United States that the communist Chinese like, built by Ashkenazi Jew Zionist Eric Schmidt. This is not cool. But that article is at tinyurl.com/Google Gestapo. /Google Gestapo. You'll get right to it. I think that we are going to build in the next 4 to 5 years a new distributed, encrypted mesh network that completely bypasses Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, and Amazon. In fact, I'm talking to some people who are building a virtual Amazon. This drug deal that Amazon's got with these guys is not going to work in the long run, because what's going to happen is people are going to have a new system where they can go shopping anywhere and use a token to buy stuff and have it delivered to them. And so they have the effect of Amazon without Amazon. And that also reduces prices by 50%. Because it cuts out all of the intermediaries, including Amazon. So I'm very optimistic about the future. The internet is empowering the 99%. What we still don't have is a good educational system, a good intelligence system, and a good research system. Education stinks. John Gatto would be my choice for Secretary of Education. Intelligence stinks. It doesn't tell the truth about anything, and it doesn't cover 96% of the threats. And research stinks. We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in DARPA and in NASA and in other places to study mind control, how to assassinate people by drone, how to do all these evil things. We're spending virtually nothing on how to give peace and prosperity to everybody, which, by the way, stops the illegal immigration. I was working on a UN project once. I actually figured out how to move 1 million Somalis to a place with nothing but dirt, sunlight, and seawater for a one-time payment of $500. I was able to show how we could give every single one of them a two-story cinder block house with free energy, unlimited desalinated water, a compost sewage system house by house, and an aquaponics pod that would feed a family of five for an entire year.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, by the way, and free internet with DOD satellites moved from the north to the south using their abandoned 10 to 20% residual capability. You know, what we lack in this country is imagination, integrity, and intelligence. That's what I represent, and that's what I'm trying to deliver to Donald Trump.
Well, I'm all for it, Robert. I think you've been doing a fantastic job of getting the word out, and I'm so glad to have you here on the Power Hour so that the Joyce Riley Nation, now hosted by Daniel, can share in your insights, which I regard as profound. I would only like to see some guarantee of you getting access to those who can push the buttons and pull the levers to make it happen.
Well, you're giving me access, Jim, because let me point out to you that my real audience is not President Trump. It's the American people. And I was speaking to a senior advisor for the president the other day. We're looking at options. And he said, I get it. What you're telling me is the president can either drive the train or be run over by the train. That's it, in a nutshell.
That's a nice metaphor. Speaking of trains, there was a bizarre event today when a lot of Republicans headed to some sort of retreat. A train ran into a garbage truck that just happened to be sitting on the track. Did that come to your notice?
And not only did it come to my notice, I'm appalled that our stupid fake news media has nothing better to do than cover this. The only thing that surprises me is they haven't been all over the truck driver to determine whether or not he's a Democrat and whether or not he was paid by Debbie Wasserman Schultz to put the dump truck in the way of the train.
You mentioned Debbie, and of course we know the corruption of the DNC, which sabotaged Bernie Sanders' campaign, but I take it that Debbie was actually running an intel op on behalf of the Mossad.
Well, I have no direct knowledge. All secondary sources suggest that Chuck Schumer, as well as Debbie Wasserman Schultz, both work hand in hand with the Mossad, and the Awan brothers were Pakistani patsies that were being paid through Debbie Wasserman Schultz to do blackmail of members of Congress by the Mossad. And the reason most of this blackmail by the Mossad has not been stopped is because I'm absolutely convinced that the CIA and the FBI and NSA are in full partnership with the Mossad, and they're all blackmailing our members of Congress to protect their budgets.
There have been a staggering number of resignations, some of which I'm troubled by. Trey Gowdy, who I regard as one of the white hats in Congress, has just announced he's going to retire from Congress. Now, it may be for personal reasons, but I've been regarding him as one of the spear bearers who are actually advancing the cause of truth and justice for the American people.
I share your positive view of him. Most people don't get to Congress unless they have first been groomed. And I use that in the pedophilia sense, when a child is groomed for pedophilia. I frankly don't trust any member of Congress, with the possible exception of Rand Paul. I really believe that most members of Congress have become very, very corrupt, and that a substantial number of them are depraved. And I think that a lot of these people, including also, by the way, CEOs, 120 CEOs have resigned. Something is going on among the elite in this country. I think they're very frightened, they're very confused, and they're starting to see that the 99%, the pitchforks and the torches are coming out.
Why do I think none of this would be happening had Hillary been elected instead of Donald? I see this as a consequence, however hidden it may be behind the scenes, such as the reported 10,000 yet-to-be-unsealed indictments that seem to have been handed down. I mean, something's going on here, Robert, behind the scenes.
I completely agree, which is why I really do want to give the president every possible benefit of the doubt. He is our legitimately elected president, and absolutely anything would be worse than Hillary Clinton. I'm very proud of the letter that I sent to James Comey, which is available online at phibetaiota.net. I sent him a letter by certified mail, which I also emailed to the FBI Watch Center, asking him to investigate Hillary Clinton for pedophilia, treason, charity fraud, and election fraud. I'm absolutely certain that Hillary Clinton is convictable on all four counts and should spend the rest of her life in prison. Unfortunately, the way this works with the Truth and Reconciliation aspect, which I embrace strategically, the reality is that we have to let her get away with it. But I do hope that the president is cleaning house in a very big way. And if he doesn't, we the people are going to have our own post-Google internet. We're going to have our own naming and shaming process. That's one of the things the Pedophilia Commission is doing. So I feel quite confident that we're at the beginning of a thousand-year period of prosperity and peace that is going to be driven by an informed public, not by craven corrupt governments in the service of the deep state.
And it would be good for the people to tweet at POTUS, give Robert Steele 3 minutes. Would that be a worthy project?
Oh, I would say so, but I would go with at real Donald Trump and always do it between 6 and 11 in the morning or 6 and 11 at night. That's when he's tweeting rather than managing the government.
6 and 11
in
the morning.
I'm sorry. Jim, one quick point is people need to actually go and read http://tinyurl.com/Trump Triumph. Read it and then tweet the president that URL.
Robert, we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi there, Pharmacist Ben here. Have you checked your ECS lately? New Pharma has. We're scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. As an advocate of New Pharma, let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite control, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune functioning. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of nature's best anti-inflammatories. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at newpharma.com, G-N-U-P-H-A-R-M-A.com. New Pharma, the science of nutrition. Your path of wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you. This is Jim Fetzer again, a guest host sitting in for Daniel. It's my great privilege to be here. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley, and I'm very glad Daniel is carrying on. I have the special guest, Robert David Steele. Robert, I want to ask your agenda, things that can be done to promote the betterment of American society, but I want to mention, just for the benefit of the audience, truth-tellers, truth-seekers like Robert David Steele are not wealthy men, and they really have a challenge making ends meet with all the demands they confront.
So if any of you feel at all inclined after we conclude our conversation to provide support for his efforts, go to paypal.me/earthintel. I think it's a capital E, capital I, Earth Intel, and you'll have a chance to donate to support his work. Robert, I want to discuss with you, you know, measures that can be taken to regain our country. We had a prior conversation coincidentally today where I was enumerating four and you expanded the list to a dozen. Please take it up.
Well, how much time do we have?
We have about 8 minutes.
Well, rather than do that, let me just send people to unrig.net, where they can find a graphic that lists the 12 election reforms. Among the biggest are, of course, paper ballots and an end to gerrymandering. But there are many, many more. Let me talk about what people can do in their own congressional district. It's two things. First, they need to come together as people, not parties. All parties are toxic. But it would be very good if the Libertarians, which I'm a member of the Libertarian Party until I get a chance to fire all the people that are running it into the ground. The Libertarians, the Greens, the Independents all need to come together and work with as many people as possible to demand from their incumbent a town hall meeting on election reform. That's the first step. The second step is everybody needs to come together and agree which one candidate, regardless of party or independent status, has the best chance of winning against the incumbent. And then everybody needs to set aside party differences and vote for one person who can defeat the Democratic or Republican incumbent. I would like no fewer than 50 independents, Libertarians, and Greens in the House and no fewer than 10 Independents, Libertarians, or Greens in the Senate in 2018. That creates a swing vote, that destroys the two-party tyranny, and that makes evidence-based governance possible in the legislature. Of course, if Donald Trump will listen to me, he can do evidence-based governance in the executive as well.
Just to emphasize, when you talk about evidence-based, you mean actually looking at data about policies that will make a difference that have been thoroughly researched and examined versus dictates based upon ideology or profit motive or personal benefit to the individual. You're talking about implementing or introducing programs that are actually going to make a difference to the American people.
Jim, I was recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize because I'm the one guy who has put together holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything engineering. For example, in the State of the Union speech last night, Donald Trump talked about infrastructure, but he clearly has no knowledge of open source everything engineering, which would allow him to create that infrastructure at 10% of the cost of the dysfunctional Western economic paradigm, which is 50% waste and 90% profit for the banks. I'm absolutely certain that Donald Trump could be the greatest president ever if he implemented the ideas at hashtag Trump Triumph. He's absolutely got to get a grip on information and intelligence. He's got to reconnect with the 200 million voters, and he has got to have a grand strategy conversation. Most of what is being done by the U.S. government today is being done to help the people who receive taxpayer money, not the taxpayers who provided that money.
Yes, yes. The taxpayers getting the short end of the stick without any doubt. And it's fascinating to me how many members are leaving Congress or retiring or, oh, I mean, just, Robert, something serious is going on here. And, you know, it seems to me it's all because this guy is president and not the other candidate.
Well, yes, but I think there's also a number of other forces, including cosmic forces. The angels are in motion. I absolutely believe that there is some truly deeply almost religious change going on in the world, and the forces of evil are being defeated. The forces of good are coming up. Donald Trump may not be what you imagine to be as God's angel, but I think he is doing God's work. And I really absolutely believe that the 99% are emerging into the light, and the 1% are crawling back under the rock that they came from.
Robert, when I mentioned to you, you know, some of the measures that seem to me indispensable, getting rid of electronic voting machines, returning to paper ballots, getting rid of gerrymandered districts using the Iowa model of retired judges, getting private money out of public elections, the one I offer that seems counterintuitive initially, but which you endorse and even expand upon, was the idea of restoring the draft and having a universal option between, let's say, a Peace Corps or a first responders or a military service for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. Plus, immigrants who come here at mid-career should also serve at mid-career. But let me go you one better. I believe the income tax and the Federal Reserve are both unconstitutional ideas with an unconstitutional amendment forced through with lies. The Federal Reserve needs to be nationalized. The national income tax needs to be ended. In its place, there should be an automated payment transaction tax that was devised by Professor Edgar Feige out of Wisconsin. This tax amount is set by the public. It's a fractional tax, like 0.00006 on every transaction. If you want to go to war, you not only have to get a legal declaration of war from the U.S. Congress, which we don't have for 11 of the wars that we're in right now, but you have to get the public to raise the tax in order to pay for the war. No tax raise, no war. It's time we put the power back where it should be, in Congress with respect to the power of the person war and in the hands of the people.
I think that's very, very searching and deep and eminently important. We have to regain control of our country. It has been miserably lost to self-seekers, Zionist, military-industrial proponents and advocates. It's astonishing how we have descended into this pit of corruption and collusion with evil, Robert.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and thank you for telling people to donate. I take no salary, but I do have web expenses and security expenses and travel expenses. And
yeah.
I also donate a lot of our money to others who are doing good work, such as the author of Pedophilian Empire.
Robert, I can't thank you enough for being here. Thank you so very much.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna is great tasting and easy to fix meals, are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. NewManna, food storage you'll love to eat.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.